Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We talked a little bit about the Browns. By the way, Jamal White, if you missed any of the interview and you want to talk about 7-on-7, I didn't expect that, and he just like blew up on it. So it was great. We're going to talk to Tim May about that in a minute, too.
I also liked his take on the Shador situation coming from a player's perspective. And he, you know, reiterated what we talked about, the opportunity that this kid has got. And don't waste it at all. Like, don't slow down. It's all good.
It is. Again, you kind of got to hear a little bit of his background, too, and understanding, you know, hey, like, driving 101, he wasn't going to put himself in that position. So, and you know what? Probably 99.9%, well, 99.8% of the players probably feel the same way as probably Jamal. They're like, hey, this is an opportunity. You know, people, you know, we want to be an accountant. You want to be, I don't know, you want to work at a temp agency? You want to work, I don't even work anywhere. You want to be a radio host? Okay, but the opportunity to be a professional athlete.
You want to be the face of a franchise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all of those things are going on, and you just try to weigh that out against the benefits of getting behind the wheel and blasting through the speed limit. So 216-474-0092, 216-474-0092. All right, I know this is your favorite topic because you absolutely don't really want to talk about it. I don't know. So the Browns and the city of Cleveland are in Cuyahoga County Common Pleas Court today.
For speeding tickets.
Yes, no, for arguing out the Modell law about moving the team out of the city. So part of the issue here, too, is that by the time the Browns wanted to leave, they will have fulfilled their lease. They will have paid off everything they needed to pay off and pay back the city any of the money that they had owed the city, so that they would be lease free. Okay, that is part of the reasoning behind we got to get this done, we got to get moving on this. So that's where they are. Tom, just your general thoughts on where we are, okay? Because it does look like they are moving. And
general thoughts,
even the county council said the other day, be prepared, the Browns are moving, let's move forward, let's try to figure out what to do here.
Okay. Some context here. I'm all for progress. I'm all for lakefront development. Long overdue in this city. This story pains my heart, and I'll tell you why. First of all, I'm an old school, never lived in Cleveland until 1999 when I transferred here. My family's from Ohio. My parents met because of the Cleveland Browns. My mom was she was in radio and television in Buffalo, and my dad was a auditor / branch manager for the Hoover Company, and he was doing business in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. This is late 50s. He was looking for, they were having a meeting, and he was looking for one of those great, and this is even before the NFL films became the NFL films, but they used to do like a yearly recap of team seasons, right? Like a 1 hour, what have you.
The Cardiac Kids movie, right? Right?
So yeah. He's in Buffalo with all these guys from the Hoover Company, which was based in North Canton, Ohio. Mm-hmm. So there's all kinds of Ohio guys, Western New York guys, whatever. My dad had met my mom and had asked her, hey, do you have access to like a Cleveland Browns highlight film? So anyway, that's how they ended up meeting. So I go way back with the Browns, and I go way back with the Browns on the lakefront. Growing up, while we never lived in Cleveland, we would always make trips to Ohio, visit our relatives in the area, Brecksville, Ashland, what have you. We would always go to Indians games. We would always go to Browns games in the stadium. I ended up going to Ohio State because I grew up, you know, in that kind of a family. Spent some time in the dog pound as a kid. Mm-hmm. Had some unbelievable memories. The place was a dump, but you know what? It was our dump, sure. Right? And to me, the greatest memories that the Cleveland Browns have ever had were made in that stadium. So I have an affinity to their lakefront home.
Let's be honest. They're the only memories of winning.
Yeah. I mean, the last time they hosted a playoff game was in that place.
I know.
I got a big kick out of last year where everybody talked about the greatest memory of last year was what? The snow game.
Yeah.
on the Thursday night down in the stadium, right?
Yep.
You can't reproduce that in Brook Park.
No.
Although you probably could, but it wouldn't be the same.
Do you want to?
Anyway, all that said, we went through those difficult, the move was about as painful as anything I've ever experienced as a sports fan. Now, again, this was before I became a Cleveland reporter, so I could still, you know, have my allegiances to the teams that I grew up with, right?
Right.
So we went through all of that, and now here we are once again in a courtroom arguing over whether or not the Browns could move. You would think we'd have learned our lessons. Now, that said, there have been plenty of junctures here along the way where the Browns and the city could have figured this out.
And they should have.
And what's really bothered me from the jump on this, Andy, is that at no point has this been presented as a united front that we want what's really best for Cleveland and its fans, right? It's turned into a Quentin Tarantino movie of a Mexican standoff.
Yes.
Where we all have guns pointed at each other, waiting for the other one to make the...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The move.
So there was a point a few years ago where the Browns seemed to be all in on that land bridge.
I agree.
And it felt like everyone was on the same page. But it also was before mayoral change, too.
True.
So maybe that's, and I don't know.
And I know there's been criticism, and they have not, you know, the Browns have not necessarily been enamored with Mayor Bibb and others in the council, what have you, and they've been at odds. But I wish at some point it had been presented as, hey, we want what's best. Here we are. Let's figure this out together. No, it's been about greed and what I want, and we need parking spots, and that stadium needs X amount to redevelop it. And what bothers me too, Andy, is that there's so many other things we could be doing with that money in Cleveland, right? There are so many other greater needs than fixing a football stadium that's used 15 times a year or however many times, right?
Right.
And I'm glad that they use it for concerts. And they've done actually more, it seems like. The Haslam Group has done more in the last 5 years to utilize that space down there.
Right.
My other worry, too, is that if they do decide to go to Brook Park, and obviously we're way down that line now, I always feel like the Browns, as they were viewed as a civic treasure, if you will, for years for this region, right? Mm-hmm. They would need to be at the forefront of whatever development is going to happen on that lakefront. Because I feel like once the Browns abandon that, then what happens to that spot? And I feel like the Browns being downtown are emblematic or symbolic of a vibrant downtown. And Cleveland and its downtown, with all the issues that it has, I fear what could happen without having the Browns down there. Because I just feel like it's going to be a vacant space. Now listen, could condos go up? Could they put retail down there? Yeah. To me, that should have already happened by now, and it hasn't.
Agree.
And what's the holdup?
Politicians.
There you go.
That's what it feels like. The whole thing feels like politicians. From day one,
I know.
The whole thing has felt like politicians. If the Haslams were going to put $2.1 million into a stadium, why couldn't it have been downtown? Billion. Yeah, I said million.
That's okay.
Yeah, $10 billion for the Lakers, $1.2
million. I laugh now how, by the way, people throw around trillion like it's just, yeah.
You got a trillion,
$10. Yeah.
It's
crazy.
I gave a parking guy that the other day.
So anyway, it just, the whole thing hurts. Now, listen, I love what I've seen and what the plans are in Brook Park. And do I hope that works out? Yeah, I think it's great. My other worry too is that they've kind of modeled it a little bit after what the Cardinals have done out in Glendale, Arizona, right?
And Yes.
Now you've been out there for spring training. The only time that place is really used, though, is by tourists that are out there during spring training, because during the normal part of the year, people in the Arizona, in the Phoenix area, are not going there to go out to dinner.
There's no reason to go out there.
There's Margaritaville.
There's a couple of little restaurants,
what have you. And that would be my worry about what's happening.
Which kind of what Dallas used to feel that way, a little bit. Although they still always had, they had the ballpark down the road, and then they had Six Flags was across the street, too. But that was about it.
It did. I think it can work out. There's also some other egress problems that we have there in terms of access to highways that have to be fixed in Brook Park and what have you.
Which are already in the stages already.
I guess so, right?
Yeah,
and the airport and all that development.
Which kind of works as a bonus. Let's talk more about this in a minute.
Sounds good.
The city and the Browns are in court today in county court, trying to figure out if the Modell law can be enforced. So we're going to talk more about that in a second. 216-474-0092. Tim Mayer, good friend, at 1 o'clock.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.